From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The Purgatory River, another in the Rivers West series, this one by author Frank Rodarus. Now, let's begin with The Purgatory River. Prologue. They'd told him the water would be cold. They said a man's feet fair froze off from standing hip deep all the day long, waiting from one set to another so as to keep his man scent from being detected by animals ashore or animals a-swimming. Well, they'd lied. Or, anyway, been mistaken as all billy hell. Could be it was the time of year, he supposed. Late in the summer, when the snowmelt was long since drained off and there wasn't much to feed the stream except some springs and the like. Whatever the reason, there was hardly any water at all in this nameless little river off somewhere south of the big Arkansas. The truth was that Devin Jinks had no idea of where he was. That wasn't so bad. But he didn't think Captain, the man did like that title, Big Jim Mahoney, knew where they were either. All they were for sure of was that they'd left the States a month or so back, ran out of navigable water, and left the boats a week and a half ago. Now, Jinks suspected, they were leaving their senses. They were a party of 11, trappers formed into a company to take fur in the far western country. Except the closer to the great mountains, and lordy, those mountains ahead were something for the eye to behold, the closer they got, the less Devin thought any member of the company knew what it was they were supposed to be doing here, or how to go about it. Setting traps in sand with scarcely enough water running over it to make the riverbed moist. Now, wasn't that foolish? And what the...